The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary. Events occur in real time. Bauer, 4393, CTU. Back to me as soon as you've got a match. Bauer.
Jack, I talked to her.
Thank God. What'd she say?
She and Janet went to some party.
So you're gonna go pick them up?
No, I don't know where she is. She wouldn't tell me.
What?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid, but she sounded different. I don't know. She told me that she loved me before she hung up. That's not Kim.
Well, she knows she's gonna get grounded. She's just trying to reduce the sentence.
Yeah, you're probably right. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, is that guy York still with you?
Yeah, he's gonna take me home now.
Well, don't you think you should wait by Janet's car? I mean, who knows what kind of shape the girls are gonna be in when they get dropped off?
Well, no. Alan doesn't seem to think that's necessary.
Why don't you put Alan on the phone?
Jack, don't do this.
Terry, just put him on the phone.
Okay. Alan, my husband would like to speak with you.
All right, this is Alan.
Alan, Jack Bauer. Can't thank you enough for helping us out with this.
Yeah, I'm just glad the girls are with each other.
Yeah, me too. Look, I'm stuck at work. I'm in a bit of an emergency.
Yeah, Terry said you were.
I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't mind hanging out at the store and waiting for them to return.
The thing is, I don't think they're going to be back here for at least a couple of hours.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Alan, it's a pretty rough neighborhood, and I would hate for there to be a problem when they return.
Sure, we'll stay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got to be kidding me. We had a deal, Mandy. You promised to deliver Belkin's ID in exchange for $1 million, and now she wants to double it?
Ira, I apologize. She doesn't know how this works.
No, this is your fault! You should never have involved an amateur in our business.
If I'm such an amateur, how can
I? I'm just trying to get us more money.
There is no money. Not anymore.
Ira, don't turn this into something else. I will fix it.
What?
Listen, what's going on at the place?
No, we don't have it yet.
Sure?
Yes. No, of course. I will get back to you as soon as we're ready. Yeah. Talk to her. Explain what I do.
I will, but our deal stands.
McCammon!
I need to get out of here, my friend.
Just be a little longer.
No, as far as the scheduling shows, anything between us.
been getting death threats ever since my husband announced his candidacy. What is different about this one?
Well, I'm not privy to that kind of information. All I can tell you is that my unit is only called in when the threat becomes more serious.
Then why did you let him walk out on his own?
We will find him, Mrs. Palmer.
I'm sorry. We're grateful to have you here.
He's not down in the lobby. I looked everywhere.
Keith, you shouldn't be leaving the suites. Let these men do their job.
Look, there's an all-night coffee shop a couple blocks down. I bet he just wanted to be by himself. I'm gonna go get him.
No, Keith! You're not going anywhere. Secret Service knows the city a lot better than we do.
I'll be right back.
No. I'm sorry, son. We need you to stay here.
Why?
We treat a threat on a candidate's life as a threat to the entire family. We need to protect you as well.
Keith, your father's going to be fine. Tango 2.
Yeah.
Gaines, I need an update on the Bauer girl.
Everything's copa. We're just waiting for you.
I'm running a little late.
We're not going anywhere.
That's right, you're not.
She's in a lot of pain, man. I think you broke her arm.
You think so? Should we take her to the hospital, get some x-rays? Gaines is running late. Smoke another J. You want one?
Sure.
Dan, please, she needs to see a doctor.
At least give her something, man.
I'll wait for my stash on her.
So what is Dan the boss and you do everything he says?
All right, hold you.
Don't press me, man.
Private lot, homie. You got paid to park here.
I see.
And you're the attendant?
That's right. It's gonna cost you $100. So deal it up.
Oh, you that dude, Palmer.
No, that's not me.
Yeah, it's you. Damn! Yo, this guy's running for president, dog. I seen him on TV.
Yeah. So what you gonna do for me, Mr. President?
See, that's your problem. You want everyone else to do the work. What are you gonna do for yourself?
See, man, all y'all, y'all got the same rep.
You keep going like this, and you'll be dead in 5 years.
Man, like you know my life.
More than you think.
Hey, it's me.
Jack, where are you?
About a block away. I need you to print up a hard copy of Tony's passenger breakdown. Put it on my desk.
Okay.
I want you to wait there for me. I want to talk to you, but not in front of the others.
Sure.
Great, I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. Anything to do with Palmer?
That's what we gotta find out. Look, I don't have time to go into all the details, but I've gotta put you in a very difficult position. You're the only person I can trust.
What do you mean?
Walsh said that we've got a problem on the inside. He told me to talk only to you. This is the key card I sent you. On it is pertinent information to the hit on Palmer. How long is it gonna take you to pull all the data off of it?
Depending on the kind of encryption, it could take hours.
Palmer's day starts at 6. I need it before then. One more thing. I need to be absolutely certain that it was Nina's computer that burnt that card.
Why?
Because if it was, she's dirty.
I'll need a few minutes alone at a workstation.
Fine, you got it.
You cut yourself?
Yeah. What are you working on?
I gave Nina the passenger list. I was just cross-checking everything else we get.
Good. We'll be down in a sec.
Tell me why you were at Dunlap Plaza?
I had a meeting with Walsh. Is that the passenger list?
Yes.
Anything unusual?
There's one red flag. A man in first class. His information is inconsistent. I'm trying to piece it together now.
Good.
Jack, look, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you're leaving without letting me know where you are, holding back information. How can I help you without you letting me?
think that it's possible that someone from within the agency is behind the hit on Palmer?
Anything's possible. Do you have a lead?
No. Not really. No.
Why do I feel like you're not telling me the truth? Jack, if you've got something, share it with me. I'll work it up with you.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay, fine. Is there anything else? No.
Actually, there is. Are you seeing Tony? Serious.
What is this, Jack? What do you want to know? Am I over you? But why are we talking about this now?
I'm just trying to understand why he's been giving me such a hard time.
Yeah, well, I can't answer that for you.
Hold on. Yeah.
I confirmed that the file on the key card definitely came from Nina's computer.
Thank you. It's division. They want the passenger breakdown. Please send it to them.
Sure. By the way, your wife called.
Services, you called in a thumbprint for an ID match about an hour ago?
Yeah.
We checked every database we have. Nothing. Either this guy doesn't exist or his identity has been wiped off the record.
Thank you.
This is gonna work out better for both of us. I figured
out. I don't care, Bridget. Where is the ID?
This is not some secret I'm keeping from you. This is for both of us.
Do you want to get both of us killed?
They hired you to blow up a plane. $1 million doesn't mean anything to these people.
You're wrong. Money is the only thing that these people care about.
Let's do it anyway. You know he can't hurt us.
Always looking out for me.
I know. We're just helping.
What happened? Do you remember anything?
Yeah. We were at the furniture store. Dancing. Where's Dan?
Shh.
People don't care about it.
Dan broke your arm.
Break my arm. Dan likes me.
Yeah, look at it.
Ow, my arm.
Listen to me. This is
serious. We're being kidnapped. We need to escape. Can you walk?
I guess.
Don't stop, all right?
Get ready. When I say go, we go.
Go where?
Just stay with me, okay? You gotta understand this, okay? We could die if we don't get out of here. Hold my hand. Ready. Go!
Saying anything yet. We need to know more.
Until we find out for sure, should I shut down her confidential access?
No, no, that'll slow everything down. Look, there's got to be some kind of explanation for this. Right now, what I really need is I need the data off of that card.
But aren't we obligated to seal off her channels with this much evidence? Look, you were seeing her, weren't you?
It is none of your business.
I think in this case it is.
Yes. When my wife and I were separated, yes, I was seeing Nina.
Did you tell her anything you shouldn't have?
No. And I don't think so. I trusted her with everything that was coming through here, but fine, shut down her access.
Hey, what's she working on?
747 passenger breakdown list.
Good, that's not on a secure socket. I can do it without her knowing.
Good. Amy.
Don't worry, I won't say anything.
Thank you.
Two girls run past you?
Yeah, I seen them.
Which way did they go?
Who are they?
Did you see them or not?
They went down Central.
Check it out. It's around here.
Yeah.
It's Gaines. How's it going?
Everything's fine.
Change of plans. We're gonna meet at a new location.
Just let me know. I'll meet you there.
I need to get to a phone.
No, you need to pay up.
I couldn't wait until morning.
Rain Kingsley called me an hour ago. Said she had some new information.
David, you got me out of bed at 2 in the morning. What did she say?
She said the Gibson boy, the one who raped Nicole, didn't commit suicide. That he was thrown out of a window.
So he was thrown out of a window. Who cares?
She said it was Key. She's going to publicly accuse my son of murder.
Okay, there's a couple of ways we can handle this.
It's a lie, Carl. It's dirty politics, and I won't stand for it. My family had to live through that nightmare years ago, and I won't put Nicole through it again. And Keith? Keith couldn't.
This bastard Hodges, he wasted the day of the primary, so you don't have time to respond.
Look, I don't care what day it is. It's a lie.
Okay, I know, but we can't pretend that today isn't important. Now, I'll put a lid on Kingsley, at least until the polls close. We win the primary, then take it from there.
No. We've got to find out who's sourcing this and get them to recant.
Oh, I'll figure out where this is coming from, and I'll cut it off. But, David, we go back a few years. You have your principles. You don't compromise, blah, blah, blah. That's why I love you. But you knew the gloves were going to come off. Well, they are off. That's why you have me. Go back and forget about this. I'm on it.
Can't let them throw my son to the wolves.
David, I'll take care of it. Is that you?
Yeah, you better get lost.
Call you in an hour.
Okay, Colin. Fine.
Here?
No. What are you looking for?
You want to score some dope?
I need to get rid of those guys. Is there any way you can help us get to a phone?
You want me to help you?
What are your little designer jeans worth? 500 bills? Like those kicks, like another buck 25. You want to trade places with me for a while? Want to try to turn some tricks while I go snuggle with your daddy in the Hollywood foothills? Go away.
We've been kidnapped. I don't know. Her arm is broken. Those guys are still out there.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Well, is there any other way out besides the front door? But if we could just...
But nothing. Get out! Go!
Playing you.
Playing me.
are you doing?
Why don't you tell me about this?
Tell you what, Jack?
Let's just skip the I don't know what you're talking about phase. You loaded this card with intel on the hit on Palmer. I want to know who you're working for and who you smuggled this card to.
Oh, you're delirious.
Who are you working for?
I work for you.
Who are you working for? Who are you working for?
I work for you.
Whoever programmed this card is involved with the hit on Palmer. This came from your computer.
I don't care where it came from. I didn't do it. And I can't believe that you think I did.
There it is. 1 million in your account in addition to what we already agreed on. Now, where's the ID?
Let's get it. No, just the three of us.
And why do I trust you?
Because you want the ID.
I'm gonna miss you, Mandy.
I know you're in here. I can smell your perfume. Where are you? This is starting to piss me off!
Gonna be ready. Hey, I'm telling you.
No, our son worked on it yesterday. You look good. He's gonna be ready.
Excuse me.
I'll call you back.
You looking for something?
Please, can you help us? These guys are after us.
What guys?
Please, I'll pay you whatever you want. Just get us out of here.
Let's see the money.
Well, I don't have it on me right now, but when you get us home, my parents will pay you whatever you want.
Sorry, I run a cash up front business.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Janet. Wait, can we just use your phone at least, please?
Come here!
Go! Take the phone and run! Go! 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 Go!
Is this right?
What?
I just posted a memorandum. Richard Walsh is dead.
That can't be. He was just here an hour ago.
That's what it says.
Something.
Sorry. Can you open up a socket on my terminal? I'll check it myself.
Sure.
Thanks.
Farrell.
I need you up here now. Do you have it yet?
Almost. Another couple of minutes.
As soon as you're done, come up.
Thank you.
That job this summer, you in? Okay, Jonathan, you're done.
Was definitely programmed for me in his computer. Login time was 10:14 p.m. Looks like the next 20 minutes were spent gathering data, and then another 7 to burn it into the key card. Logout was 10:41, January 14th.
It goes on to specify which files were accessed, and if you want more details, there's about 2 screens of information.
Wait a second. What was the date?
January 14th, a couple months ago.
Second weekend in January, Jack.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Jamie. That's all I need right now. That was the same weekend that we were in Santa Barbara together. That means someone from this office has hacked your login code. They're in your system.
You were way off on this one, Jack.
I'm sorry,
How
Nina.
How could you?
Tony Almeida at CTU. Look, you better get down here right away. Jack Bauer needs to be relieved of his command.
Hello?
Ma, you gotta come get us.
Kim. What's wrong? Are you still at the party?
There was no party. They made us say that.
Who?
These guys, listen, we're in North Hollywood. Behind Platt's Auto Body. Platt's Auto Body.
Kim, they're coming.
Mom, you gotta come now.
Kim! Kim!
What's going on? Hurry.
911 emergency.
Listen, my daughter's in trouble. She's in North Hollywood somewhere behind Platt's Auto Body. It sounded like someone was chasing her.
Shut up!
No!
Come on, what about her?